Christ-like Mothering, a talk by Jenny Phillips. Part 1. Catching the Vision of Motherhood.
Several years ago, I got together with some old friends I hadn't seen for a while, and we started talking about motherhood, as mothers do, and one of my friends surprised me by telling us that she didn't enjoy motherhood. There are good moments, she said, and I really love my kids, but I just don't enjoy being at home. I feel like I'm losing myself. And she said that she really couldn't wait until her kids were old enough to all be in school so she could go back to work. She said, I'm going to do my duty and I'm going to stay home and raise my kids like I'm supposed to, but I just don't enjoy it and I just can't wait until I can move on with other things in life. She felt that once she could go back to work or go back to school, that then she would be happy and find herself. Since then, I've heard comments from other mothers struggling to find joy and fulfillment in motherhood, and I hear mothers complaining often about motherhood, and I think all mothers struggle with this to some degree. I know I have struggled with it. Why do we struggle so much to find joy in motherhood? One reason is simply because it is hard. It is a refining process that is very challenging and demanding. M. Russell Ballard said in the April 2008 General Conference, "There are moments of great joy and incredible fulfillment, but there are also moments of a sense of inadequacy, monotony, and frustration. Mothers may feel they receive little or no appreciation for the choice they have made. Sometimes even husbands seem to have no idea of the demands upon their wives." End of quote. But I think another reason that we struggle to find joy in motherhood is that we live in a world that is placing less and less value on motherhood. I think there is a great need for us as women to catch the true and incredible vision of motherhood and to increase our efforts to become better and more devoted mothers. And that is why I'm doing this audio talk, not because I have a degree in family sciences or because I am the best mother on the earth. I am doing this because I have had some amazing experiences and insights that have helped me to catch the vision and the importance of what I am doing as a mother. I have gained a powerful testimony of the nobility of motherhood. I have learned to enjoy and find incredible joy in motherhood, and I want to share what I've learned. I want to start out by reading you one of my journal entries from a few years ago that really marks a point of change for me with motherhood. I wrote, "Last week was a very hard week with the kids, but in the midst of complaining and whining voices and fighting children, I realized that I won't have young children in my home forever. I have so much to learn, so much of my character to change, so much charity to learn in such little time. Lord has provided me with the incredible chance to learn deep principles and to change my character through these trying times as a mother. I can't let the chance slip by to learn what I need to learn and to become what I need to become. This week, I have viewed the hard moments of motherhood differently. I view them as opportunities. Instead of making me want to scream, they often make me smile. When things are absolutely crazy, I say, yes, this is a great opportunity. I'm so grateful for the chance to practice patience and long-suffering and not being easily provoked once again. In fact, one day this week when the kids were all fighting in the car, I told them with sincerity how much I appreciated them giving me the chance to practice having patience so often. They thought that was pretty funny, but it actually calmed them down. My children are offering me the precious chance to become like my Savior Jesus Christ. Practicing and growing to be like the Savior is what this life is all about, and motherhood is one of the best ways we can do that. We sometimes worry as mothers that we are not doing things. We are not getting master degrees, we are not building careers, we are not dressing in nice outfits and giving presentations. When those thoughts creep in, I try to remind myself why I am here on this earth. And then I remember that the thing I came here to do was to learn how to become an eternal mother, to learn how to love being a mother and to be really, really good at it. It doesn't mean that we can't look forward to one day having the opportunity to get more formal education or other good things like that. But I want to master being mother more than anything in this life. I see beauty in motherhood all over the place where I used to see frustration and despair. I have a long way to go, but it is the most beautiful thing, the most indescribably joyful thing to feel your nature change, to feel your patience extended, to feel your capacity to love deepened, to become less easily provoked, to become more selfless, to become gradually more and more like a woman who will be capable of raising an innumerable posterity." End of journal entry. Motherhood is a noble calling, but changing diapers and trying to calm down whining and complaining children does not always feel like we are doing something noble and great and worthy. Dealing with sleepless nights and not having as much time for ourselves is not the way we always want to be doing something noble, right? We'd rather be wearing shining armor and slaying a dragon. Elder Uchtdorf said, would the marathon runner feel the triumph of finishing the race had she not felt the pain of the hours of pushing against her limits? Would the pianist feel the joy of mastering an intricate sonata without the painstaking hours of practice? End quote. When I began to understand this is when I began finding more joy in motherhood. Now, it doesn't mean that all those who raise their children are going to gain more traits of charity. We all see examples of mothers who are not gaining these traits and are not becoming more patient or more gentle or more happy. I see many mothers who are not working hard at molding and spiritually nurturing their children, and thus they are not experiencing the joys of motherhood as they could. They still have to change the diapers and go without sleep and deal with crying and whining, but those things just become mundane drudgery to them. Sisters, if you want to experience and know the incredible joys and blessings of motherhood, you have to work hard at it. I want to make it very clear that this doesn't necessarily mean that if you are having a hard time with motherhood or you're not always happy as a mother, that you are doing something wrong or you are a bad mother. Even when you are working hard and trying, you're not going to feel joy and enjoyment in every moment of motherhood, and that's necessary. You are going to have hard times. You are going to be pushed to your limits. And you're going to have days when all you can do is get through it and endure it the best you can. But I propose that if we catch and keep the incredible vision of motherhood in our hearts, that we can grow more than we are, and we can also enjoy motherhood more, even in the hard times. There is so much joy to be found in this noble calling. In some countries in the world today, the majority of women are choosing careers over having children. Women are killing millions of unborn babies every year to avoid the inconvenience of motherhood. Satan has confused women about motherhood, making us think that it is something that keeps us down rather than something that ennobles us. He gives us a measuring stick with all the wrong things on it. I suggest instead we take the Lord's measuring stick, the one that measures truth and things that last forever, things that matter most and bring us true and lasting joy. Our Heavenly Father doesn't want us to stay home and raise children because He wants to deprive us of opportunities. Through motherhood, He is giving us the greatest opportunities that exist to women. Motherhood does not hold us back or impede us from learning, growing, or becoming something great. It is the means by which we can best learn, best grow, and best become something great. No other person has more power, more influence, or more potential impact for good than a mother. No other position or title in all the world could be more important, more fulfilling, or more far-reaching. Do you realize that what you are doing as a mother is more important and of more value than what the CEO of the biggest corporation in the world is doing? If you work hard at your job and do it well, you will be paid more than any position in the world could ever pay you. No career, no matter how exciting, challenging, and impactful to society, could ever match what you can give and gain as a devoted mother. No master's degree, travel, or humanitarian work could ever match what you can give and gain as a mother. No top-selling CD, best-selling book, or award could ever match what you can give and gain as a devoted mother. Every day a mother has the greatest opportunity of anyone to make a difference in this world. Your work is teaching, molding, nourishing, and shaping eternal spirit sons and daughters of God. Yours is the incredible opportunity to create an environment of love, learning, safety, and the Spirit in your home where children can learn the truths of the gospel. Through your efforts of cheer, faith, sacrifice, example, work, gentleness, patience, and kindness, you can help direct human souls to eternal life. And through that work, you can have those children sealed to you for all eternity. Your boss, the person you report to and get direction from, is Heavenly Father. You are doing His work. Your trainer is the Holy Ghost. Your companion is Jesus Christ. There is no greater work, no greater calling, no greater opportunity on this earth than being a mother.
Every tuck in, every conversation, every moment of patience, every meal I make, the adventures we take, every prayer and every principle I teach, it's in every act of love, it's in every little thing. feel the Father's work going forth through me. The greatest work I will ever do is to raise you in light and in truth. And as I'm shaping you, you are shaping me. I'm wrapped up in the wonder of giving my life to another. It is a sacred work, there is no greater.